Following a long period of discussions and considerations, the Bramstedt town representatives decided in 1910 to rename Bramstedt in Bad Bramstedt. Already since 1907, the German state mail and railway strongly supported the renaming, mainly to avoid possible confusions with the Bramstedt in Holstein or the town Bramstedt, which is located in Lower Saxony. A Moor bath seems just to be perfect to keep warmth, and therefore it became a most suitable remedy for rheumatic diseases. Therefore, in 1924 and 1926, it was decided to accept a larger variety of patients for treatment in cooperation with social insurances. In 1919, Oskar Alexander, a merchant from Visselhövede, first leased the area of the health establishment from Hamburg businessmen. With his economic success and his engagement, he convinced donors, the city administration and the social insurances to found the Rheumatic Sanatorium of Bad Bramstedt in 1929. The newly built house, at the time called Kurhaus, nowadays House Alexander, was inaugurated in October 1930. The first patients were admitted in 1931. Oskar Alexander became its first director, and in spite of the worldwide economic crisis, he managed to continue the rheumatic spa. Mainly due to his successful efforts to gain private patients even from abroad, and with his inventions such as an immersible dry Moor sole. Following the Nazis come into power in 1933, various groups formed an alliance against him being a Jew, despite of all his successful work. No matter what merits he had achieved, he was arrested in autumn of 1941 and died in 1942 in the concentration camp of Sachsenhausen. The Rheuma Clinic Bad Bramstedt tries to keep the memory of Oskar Alexander and the merits he had achieved for the Rheumatic Medical Clinic in Bad Bramstedt alive. In the Rheumatic Clinic and in the Tourism Office, you will find a brochure and more literature on the subject.